Our Closing Act. That's the name of this sermonette. The point of this sermonette is to talk about the short work mentioned in Romans 9:28. Assuming that we are still on track for fleeing in 2028 and the famine of the word being Amos 8:11, 12 has not happened, what things still need to be done? What else can we do? We hear or see Dr. Teal talk about the short work, and big, amazing things are happening. For instance, the book entitled The Gospel of the Kingdom of God has been translated somewhere between 1,600 and 2,000 different languages. And apparently, this may be having some success in fulfilling the fullness of the Gentiles coming in per Romans 11:25. Even to the point of causing some of the other Church of Gods to start getting some of their books translated into multiple languages, which is good. Furthering to accomplish the fullness of the Gentiles goal, that only God really knows what that number is that he is looking for to accomplish. John O'Gwen wrote about the end time work in his book, The Final Phase of Church History. The Church of Philadelphia is characterized by a zeal to do the work. Satan has sown confusion and discouragement. The gospel will be preached to the world in this end time, per Matthew 24:14. And there is a growing assembly of believers that is both zealous for the full truth and zealous to finish God's work. And just as God's people have had to do from the first century onward, so his people today must contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. God states clearly he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Who will he use to do it? According to Daniel 11:32, it is the people who know their God that shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That's in John O'Gwen's God's Church Throughout the Ages, pages 55, 57 through 58. Now here we are approaching another year. It's kind of like we've been given just a little more time before the work gets cut short. At this point, we may have about a year or year and a half before things start to get too dangerous for us to get any more done and getting persecuted from those that will see us as the problem. This could start sooner than that. That's just the way I'm putting it, okay? That may not be the best way to put it, but I don't want to get too detailed about how things will roll as we get closer to that time, and also because it could be inaccurate. Many of us are doing the work already. Like, some may be thinking, well, okay, Lou, what are you doing? My plate is full now. Well, I'm doing the sermonette. I agree. I am one that should and could be doing more, and I'm doing more, and so are many others in CCOG, and that's good. I'm going to try to paint a concept of three things. Matthew 24:14, which says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Then Romans 9:28, "For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth." And Amos 8:11-12, which says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it." All of this is expected to happen before the great tribulation begins. There are many more things that are supposed to happen before the Great Tribulation, like the pamphlet that has about 33 items listed before the Great Tribulation begins. If I say too much about that, I will lose the purpose of this message here, which is about doing more to get the short work done. And marching to Matthew 24:14, how about some items that you may consider if you want to get involved in the short work? There are books that need to be translated into multiple languages. That's number one. Number two, there are many sites on the internet that promote ebooks to the public. Locate and research those sites to make Dr. Teal's books available to the rest of the world. We even have some books already translated into other languages like French and Spanish that could be available for foreign language books. Number three, narrate audio books for distribution on CCOG.org as ORG website, as well as public vendors of audio books. Number four, edit Dr. Teal's existing books so they are as best as can be when the false prophet and others try to find fault in the work. Number five, identify YouTube podcasts that may be a good match for Dr. Teal's messages and attempt to get him on as a guest speaker. Number six, what about your idea that you haven't shared? Probably the best idea yet. Number seven, research future fee sites with hotels, restaurants, and things to do for submittal to Dr. Teal. Number eight, fervent prayers. You know, let's pray. Number nine, many of the things mentioned above may already be being done in part by others and some are not. If you are interested in getting involved in the short work by either participating in the needs listed above or your own great idea, let me know, or Steve or Dr. Teal, so we can proceed in an orderly fashion and not allow tohu and bohu to cloud the work. How about some items already being done by others, but help may be appreciated? Number one, Bill Whitaker posting sermons and sermonettes, plus much more related to tech and computers. Number two, Christy Gorman editing the daily Cogwriter articles, administering foreign language, e-magazine, plus much more. Number three, Shirley Gestro managing English language e-magazine, plus much more. Number four, James Martinette narrating three Audible Cogwriter messages for the radio stations and three Audible articles for the English language e-magazine. Number five, Chad and Don hosting a weekly Sabbath service. Number six, Naja editing books, hosting weekly Sabbath services as well. Number seven, Joan hosting weekly Sabbath services. Number eight, Don prayers. Number nine, Jason editing the BNP, Bible News Prophecy magazine, hosting weekly Sabbath services. Number 10, Teresa editing books. 11, Giselle translating books in French. Number 12, Carlos Aponte translating articles into Spanish. Number 13, Stephanie research future potential fee sites. 14, many brethren sermons and sermonettes. Number 15, African brethren, much of the above in their own countries. A little strength. You know, the true Christian church was never intended to be large. The apostles Paul and Jude wrote statements showing that the true Christian church would not be large. Romans 11:5 says, "Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." Jesus taught also, "Do not fear, little flock, for you, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." That's Luke 12:32. But this has been true throughout the history of the church. But what is unique about Philadelphia in this respect is Jesus told the Philadelphians, "You have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name," Revelation 3:8. Herbert W. Armstrong also wrote, but Christ said to his Philadelphia era church that because we have but little strength, he would open those doors to us. A major reason that CG7 lost the mantle and Philadelphia had to form is because CG7's leaders would not correct known errors and teach the truth. The mantle of holding and retaining the Church of God is the one that is the pillar and ground of truth. That's 1 Timothy 3:15. That is why God could not allow LCG, for example, to any longer be that group, and part of why the continuing Church of God had to form. LCG would not print retractions for errors that it made, but instead insisted it was proper to knowingly send out literature with errors. One thing that is unique is that in the Philadelphia portion of the Church of God that was intended to fulfill Matthew 24:14, Herbert W. Armstrong understood this as he wrote, "Also a door was to be opened for this Philadelphia leader and to fulfill Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come." That's in Mystery of the Ages, page 291. The work will continue right on to the second coming of Christ. As Jesus has not come, the gospel warning still needs to be proclaimed by the group that picked up the Philadelphia leadership mantle. The Continuing Church of God is doing the work, truly stands for the truth, and is reaching millions. Just as a message could pass along the mail route from Ephesus to Laodicea, so would the truth of God be passed from era to era. It was like a relay race in which the baton is passed from one runner to runner, each one doing his part until the finish line is reached. Herbert W. Armstrong said, "Wear the heavy mantle God has laid on your shoulders." God lays the mantle on his choice. Dean Aaron. April 3rd, 1997. At the time of his death in 1986, Mr. Armstrong wondered in a prayer in the presence of the Advisory Council of Errors whether he was passing the baton to the Laodicea era. While the new Worldwide Church of God at the time of his death ended up rejecting even being Laodicean, it became apostate. So its top leadership did not possess the mantle. I, Dr. Teal, perhaps should also add that like Elijah could not of himself pass the mantle of ecclesiastical authority, that's on 2 Kings 2:10, neither could Herbert Armstrong. It is God that appoints apostles, prophets, etc. That's 1 Corinthians 12:28. In his early years, Herbert Armstrong wrote of the mantle of authority. In his later years, he sometimes spoke that the baton or a mantle figuratively had to do with the top leadership of the Church of God and the global Church of God, which lost the mantle in November 1998. Then the living Church of God for years basically held it, but lost it no later than between 12/15/2011 and 12/28/2012. It is now held by the Continuing Church of God. Nearly two decades ago, when it seemingly held the mantle within it, the Living Church of God taught, "The primary function of the true Church of God is to go to all nations and preach the same powerful message Jesus preached about the coming kingdom of God." That's in Should You Be Baptized, Living Church of God booklet, 1999, on page 17. In Matthew 24:14, Jesus said, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." You are now in touch with those who preach this gospel. Also, the fact that Christ said this gospel in the middle of Matthew 24 proves that the gospel does indeed include the prophetic events preceding the arrival of his kingdom. It is good news because God will be administering the only kind of medicine that will work on stubborn, carnal humanity, a forcible takeover of the planet, a divine coup d'etat. That's in Living Church of God booklet, Do You Believe the True Gospel, 1999, page 17. However, since Jesus taught that the Philadelphia church would have a little strength, we in the Continuing Church of God understand that even though many will be exposed to Christ's gospel of the kingdom, that most will ignore what we teach, but that God will reign supreme. Folks, let's finish the work so God can cut it short. This is Lewis Rubin with the Continuing Church of God.